The formation of becoming a Franciscan is over several years, and that's the case for other religious communities, all religious communities in the church. And among that formation, there is a year called the novitiate year. And other religious communities will have this also. Father Ivan, as a Dominican, he did a novitiate year. And as Franciscans, it's part of our process. And it's intended to be a year immersed in a community with other novices that focuses on the order's charism. There is a degree of isolation with the novitiate. And for myself, my novitiate year was in Burlington, Wisconsin, of which I was a part of a group of 20 novices from the U.S. and Canada. And it's true, in Wisconsin, they do take pride in being cheeseheads. They are big on cheese. During our time in Burlington, we learned about the history of the local Franciscans. Our novitiate was in a large building that during much of the 1900s was a friary with up to 70 friars. It was a very active community. It was also a community that had a very clear social structure to it. The ordained friars were in the upper ranking, and from them came the guardian and the leadership group for the community. The remainder of the ordained friars fell into their place of rank according to their education and ministry. Then came the brothers. They in turn were in order of rank according to education and ministry. And at the bottom of the order were those friars in formation. And their rank was according to the stream that they were in, whether they were going to be ordained or non-ordained, and how far along they were in their formation. The community was very clearly structured and functioned out of, sadly, a pecking order. Their duties, classes, and socializing were according to their rank. Even one's place in the dining hall was according to rank. It was very intentional and regulated the way they were structured. When the Second Vatican Council occurred in the 1960s, the council participants, the bishops and others there, reflected and questioned how we functioned as a church in light of the gospel. For religious communities like the Franciscans, we were asked to evaluate ourselves in light of the gospel and our core charisms. For us as Franciscans, our charism centers on living the gospel and doing so as a brotherhood. The Second Vatican Council put out this challenge. The friars in Wisconsin and elsewhere realized they needed to rethink what they were doing. They had diverted away in part from what is important, what is core to being a Franciscan. A theme that we can draw from our readings is to live what is important in following Christ Jesus. Our first reading comes from the book of Deuteronomy, the fifth book of the Old Testament, and it's the fifth book of that group of books, the Torah, that is attributed to Moses, so that first part of the Bible. Deuteronomy, the word is derived from the Latin meaning second law, and it is basically a book of laws. It is in Deuteronomy that we first hear in the scriptures God's law being referred to as the law, as opposed to a set of laws, general laws, or a collection of laws. And Deuteronomy can be summarized as proclaiming one God, one people, one sanctuary. It is Moses who is speaking in our first reading. God's chosen people are about to enter the promised land. Our passage is part of Moses' introduction to the laws that have come from God. And Moses is clear that the people of Israel, in taking possession of the land, that this is dependent on their observance of God's law. The requirement to not change the law is a sign that this is from God, so it is not to be changed. To live by God's law will demonstrate the wisdom and discernment of the people of Israel, and this will be recognized and admired by the other nations. The text of Deuteronomy will continue from our passage with the laws being laid out. The book will conclude with Joshua being commissioned to lead the people of Israel into the promised land, and Moses will die. The importance of the law emerges in our gospel passage. For the Pharisees and scribes to say Jesus' disciples did not live according to the tradition of the elders, they are saying the disciples are not living according to the law that came down from Moses. The religious rituals that the Pharisees and the scribes rigorously maintained were on the premise that they were decreed by Moses. And our passage does refer to the Jewish community in general living by this, but it'd be fair to say that the Pharisees and scribes imposed this on the rest of the community, these precepts. To clarify, their concern about washing food and utensils was not for hygienic purposes. Jesus challenges the Pharisees and scribes on their precepts. Jesus is saying these rituals are not from the law of Moses. And Jesus challenges them further that the law of Moses, the commandment of God, is central and important. The commandment of God is based on the Ten Commandments. And Jesus doesn't explicitly say that, but it alludes to that, it points to that. Jesus is also clear that the Pharisees and scribes were not living the commandment of God. It appears that they gave a verbal observance of the law, but that was the extent of it. To live the commandment of God is to have it in one's heart by God's grace and to strive to live by it. And it means living in right relationship with God and with our neighbor. Jesus goes on to list a number of evil intentions, and these are connected to the Ten Commandments. Jesus is saying they reflect a turning away from God and from what God wants of us. He is also saying there is a responsibility when doing these actions by those who know better. Jesus is saying their concern for ritual purity is a distraction from living out of God's love. Our reading from James seems to take its cue from our gospel passage. To live God's law is to be reflected in our actions. And this is very central to what Christ Jesus did and what we are to do. That from what Jesus did, there is a new life by which we are directly blessed. Proper action in response to the gospel requires helping those in need. And James warns that the evils in this world can draw us away from living the gospel. So be aware. Our passage here ties into the main theme of James' letter, that our faith in Christ Jesus is not just theoretical, that it is to be put into action. The Wisconsin Franciscans were challenged to reflect on their life as a community and whether it was true to the gospel and the Franciscan charism. And they made changes. Today, they continue as a very impressive community as they live a very vibrant Franciscan life, praying, reaching out to the broader community, and being a brotherhood. And they make it a point to share this part of their story as a reminder for themselves and for others that we can be well-intentioned but can get off course. Our readings remind us to reflect on where we are on our faith journeys. By God's grace, may we be true to what is important, what is the core in the gospel, being in right relationship with God and with each other.